I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
President Trump and Joe Biden making another pitch for Michigan with just 1 week to go until Election Day. Let's bring in WWJ's Lansing Bureau Chief Tim Skubick for more. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Tom. There will be a real contrast if you look at the two rallies between the president, who's at Capital City Airport at 2 o'clock this afternoon, where there will be a whole bunch of people and probably not a lot of mask wearing and certainly not a lot of social distancing. And then Joe Biden comes into the state, an undisclosed location, we think maybe on the west side, where there will be social distancing, smaller crowds, and lots of masks. Sort of a metaphor for what's going on here. Mr. Trump, clearly behind in Michigan, if the polls are correct, but he also has a good memory. In 2016, at this same point in time, Hillary Clinton was, quote, going to win the state of Michigan. And, of course, she did not. Right now, Joe Biden is going to win, according to the polls. Mr. Trump will tell the crowd in Lansing this afternoon, don't believe it. Reporting live from Lansing, Tim Skubick for WWJ News Radio 950.